If you want to experience moments of joy, excitement, Yahoo! And satisfaction, visit the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Pilot. Part of KBB.com's 2018 Best Overall Brand. Yahoo! You've just entered car buying bliss.
See dealer for financing details based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for information.
Blog Talk Radio.
Know who to call, what to do, what you got, what to do, is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it say, yeah, spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted if you really ready to say, yeah. If you really ready to say, yeah. You know.
Yo, it's Turned Up Tuesdays. I am your host, we are live from Jacksonville, Florida. What it do? I've been gone for a good little minute. It's good to be back live. I appreciate everybody who has tuned in to all the replays that we have here on Get Lifted Radio and continuing to support the indie artists and retweeting their interviews. Actually taking the time to listen to their interviews and just letting these artists know that you're actually just giving them a few minutes of your time that really, really means a lot. And that's what allows us as managers and those as artists to be pushing, because it's hard. It's hard to continue to strive and strive each day. You hear so many no's. You hear a lot of people saying what could be better or why you're not this or why you're not that. So shout out to everybody that continues to support indie music, man. We love every single last one of you. Tonight's guest is Deluxe. And I've had to do my research on this young man because I'm kind of like a hermit when it comes to, you know, the spotlight of music and things like that. I try to shelter myself a little bit, you know, but it just keeps my mind clear of all the drama, BS, and all that. So I had to do my research on him, and in doing so, I'm very excited about him being the first guest since I've come back, about my month and a half long break. And so Deluxe, he has a tape hosted by DJ Kai, out there on SoundCloud. You make sure you go check it out. Deluxe Music, and that's D-L-U-X Music. Music is spelled correct, M-U-S-I-C. So that's Deluxe Music. Y'all check that out on SoundCloud. He has a single called Bomb Bomb featuring Ace Hood. Go get that on iTunes. This young man is really doing his thing, so I'm excited to bring him on, have him in the building, and we're going to make it do what it do. I'm going to start off with a track, actually, by him, and I normally don't do this, but I have quite a few of his tracks that I want to play tonight. I'm going to make sure, show him some love, And we're going to start off with this one right here. She About Her Money featuring Paul Wall, baby. Here we go. Deluxe Music. Follow him on Twitter.
That's right, Milwaukee, that's right, stand, Milwaukee up. Stand up.
All in music. Bad guy.
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled. Look, they talking about Pow Wow. Bad. Get stretched out. No filters.
Fighting it show. Dollar bill, she making money in flock. Dollar bill, girl, boss that ass here, don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Get it how you live, girl. The way you bounce that ass make me wanna pay your bills, girl. Twerk it, twerk it, twerk it on a real girl. Gonna make that money, get it how you live, girl.
Shawty a freak and everybody here knows.
She takes a shot of Patron and hit the splits on the pole.
Dollar bill, she hit the splits on the pole.
And dollar bill, she put that B on your nose.
Drop it down to her seat. Dollar bill, she drop it to 6 o'clock.
And dollar bill, girl, boss that ass and don't stop.
Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Get it how you live, girl. The way you bounce that ass make me wanna pay your bills, girl.
Twerk it, twerk it, twerk it on a real girl. Gonna make that money, get it how you live, girl.
Shawty a freak and everybody here knows.
She takes a shot of Patron and hit the splits on the pole.
Dollar bill, she hit the splits on the pole.
And dollar bill, she put that P on your nose.
Pow wow, count them stacks, add that up. Rubber band shot it, gon' bag that up. Tip out, ain't nothing to about this bitch. Got everybody staring at her, wishing they could fuck. She ain't worried about a nut, she just getting to them bucks. Cranberry with a lime, pocket of the luck. Three lines in a piece, crush pulled up. And this thing get muddy, nickname, two cups, new bag, new shoes, new hair every week. Mean head gang that I'm making these weak. MIA to A time getting bread, but right here she known as a neighborhood freak. She a A1 world class money maker pro. And everybody know, you better step up your bread when she hits that pole. She all about that dough, she about that money.
Shawty a freak and everybody here knows.
She takes a shot of Patron and hit the splits on the pole.
Dollar bill, she hit the splits on the pole.
And dollar bill, she put that P on your nose.
Splits on the pole.
Then dollar bill, she put that P on your nose.
She butter.
she bought her money. Yo, turn it up, days. Smad You Love. That was She Bought Her Money by Deluxe featuring Paul Wall. That is off of his new mixtape, No Filters, Chapter 1, hosted by DJ Khalid. You make sure you go on SoundCloud and check that out, man. Support the indie artist. I'm in the building in about 5 minutes. In the meantime, Jacksonville, Florida has a battle league called the Barbarians. And we, you know, I'm not a big, huge battle rap fan or anything like that. Didn't know much about it until one of my affiliates was a part of the battle, Beast Boy. Shout out to him. He battled this dude named Moses West, who's actually well-known poet here in Jacksonville, Duval County. And Moses West has yet to be beat. And so with that being said, he's going to be battling and Duval Swords Hunt Game. Shout out to them. But this is going 27th. If you are in the area, I really suggest you come check the event out. It's at Cream Lounge on Beach Boulevard, 11000 Beach Boulevard, Jacksonville, Florida. Blood on the Throne. That's basically what it is. This is a huge event. A lot of tickets are being sold. So, again, if you're in Jacksonville area, July 27th, come check out the Battle Rap League Barbarians. You check them out on Twitter at Barbarians Arena. And it's spelled Barbarians, like Barbarians, but, you know, they, you know, bars. So, yeah, you figure that out, Barbarians Arena. In the meantime, I am going to play another track. This track is also by off of the No Filters mixtape. So once again, go check it out on SoundCloud. Also check him out on iTunes, Amazon. He's all over. Just Google him. He's everywhere. I promise you that. Here we go with Deluxe Tuck Tuesdays Live from Jacksonville, Florida.
No Filters. Get stretched out.
It's that 100% No Filters. True uncut R&B shit. Deluxe, keep winning.
Only bubble bath in back rub. Oh, hit me back. Oh, girl, I hope you hurry, cause I'm
meet me at 11:30. I love it when you're talking dirty.
Girl,
could you quit this talk?
Just telling me that you've been thinking the same thing.
The same thing I've been thinking. You say you're working. Well, hit me just as soon as your shift is over. And I'll be waiting. Cause I can't sleep. Reminiscing about you.
Come on.
No filters.
Yo, yo, yo. Tuesdays, I'm your host, Maddie Love. That was Deluxe with Anxious. I'm going to tell you one thing. Not very many people can do covers to certain artists. So I heard that one. I was like, definitely going in the favorites on my phone. And anything else that I carry around to listen to on my music, I enjoy that. Shout out to Deluxe for that. Anxious. Appreciate that. You know, bringing music back. But we're going to see if my man is here in the building. He is ready to be on Get Lifted Radio, Turned Up Tuesdays, and talk about his journey and all success. We're going to Deluxe, sir. Are you live in the building with us, sir?
Yeah, what's going on, y'all?
What it do? Thank you for
what's
being on
out
Get Lifted
Jacksonville.
Radio. Jacksonville.
What's happening?
Hey, when you because I have a recording studio as well, so I've been talking about it and excited about it, especially since I read your bio and, you know, I've heard your music now and just see everything that you're doing. Like, when you have any plans on coming to Jacksonville soon?
I hope, you know, the management team is definitely working out a whole tour. So, you know, I hope to get to Jacksonville because I know it's hot and humid down there. I need to be down there.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely hot and humid. But it's definitely hot and popping too. We like to see artists come through, and especially ones that show love to the city and things like that. I'm here, but I'll tell you one thing: the indie industry here is very strong. You know what I'm saying? And I see a lot of change that's happening here in the city, and great artists keep on coming through. So it would definitely be great to see you come on through and bless the city, man.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely come through there, you know. That's Jacksonville. You know, who wouldn't want to come to Jacksonville? Palm trees, you know. I've been to Jacksonville before. I went straight to Chick-fil-A. We ain't got no Chick-fil-A up here. You know what I mean? So I went to Chick-fil-A, like, instantly. Like, I got them waffle fries with that Chick-fil-A sauce. Yeah, I picked up about 3 pounds that day. But, then, you know, I ran, so, you know, it's humid, so I sweat. You know, you're running down there, you're going to get your sweat worth, you know.
Definitely. So before we just get on to it and we get carried away, I want to give a formal introduction of yourself. Would you just introduce yourself to the people, let them know, you know, who you are and where you come from?
Well, I am Deluxe, and I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yeah, and I started off.
Is that where you're at?
I can't even hear you. The phone breaking up a little bit.
Are you guys Wisconsin?
I can't even hear you. It's breaking up bad.
Is Wisconsin where the cheese is at?
Is it Wisconsin is where the cheese at?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, plenty of cheese. Milk, cheese, you know, whatever you need, you know, with dairy. So it's a dairy state. You know, right on from Chicago.
All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a track. I'm going to play one of your tracks real quick, and I'm going to try to see if I can get this sound.
Because I'm here.
Hold on for me 1 second.
Yeah, I picture you in them heels, picture you with no clothes. Your fine ass and that lingerie and that freaky shit that I'm on. Shawty got a man, never mind that jerk. Killing them hoes, she belong in the hearse. She don't need a job, she can get that work. Get that work, she can get that work. And I know that's what the good of them soul food. Make you wanna slap your mama. You the bomb, baby, that's tick tick. But no Afghan or Bin Laden. Come take a ride in my theme park. I watch you do it, that's a work of art. When that click kissing that moan is starting them deep inside of her Noah's Ark.
So right, that it can't be wrong. Oh. All night, to the break of dawn.
Baby, you the bum bum, you the best. You know that you the bum bum, you the best.
You the
baby out of business, and you're who everybody wanna get with. Baby, you the bum bum, you the best. You know that you the bum bum, you the best.
Baby, you the bum bum, I confess. You know when you got that bum bum between your legs. Ever since you've given me a taste,
girl, you can't be replaced.
I want the bum bum and nothing less.
From your head down to your shoes, even the scent of your perfume got me so madly wanting you that I'll do anything you want me to.
Bum bum and you know it. Baby, you the bum bum and you show it. Ever since you came into my life, every other girl has it been right. I want that bum bum girl tonight.
From your head down to your shoes, even the scent of your perfume got me so madly wanting you that I'll do anything.
Yo, 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 it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. I do apologize for the technical difficulties, but we got it right. We are here, Get Lifted Radio. Y'all make sure y'all follow us on GetLifted_radio. Make sure you follow Mr. Deluxe himself. That's D-L-U-X Music, M-U-S-I-C. You can follow him on Twitter, Instagram. You can look him up on SoundCloud, iTunes, Amazon, all that good stuff. Support him, buy his music, 99 cents. Man, some of y'all spend way more than that buying blunts and cigars and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Give us a little bit of that 99 cents.
Yeah, support.
For real. So I'm sorry about that. We were talking about the home of the cheese. You were saying, you know, you're from the home of the dairy state near Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you were saying? Okay.
Yeah, about an hour and a half from Chicago. Yeah.
Cool, cool. Man, I was reading your bio, and, like,
you know, I get a lot of people, of course, that submit EPKs and things like that, but very rare do I get anything that I read that was on a emotional caliber of yours. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I think it's very authentic when artists let people know, like, I'm just as you are. You know what I'm saying? It's just I was given a talent, and I struggle and go through the same exact things as you. So, you know, your bio was very touching, all the way down to talking about your sisters and just wanting to be there for them and make a better life for them. Like, that's awesome, because honestly, you have a lot of people in this industry. They are honestly in it for them. They could care less whether or not they have family members struggling. So that's awesome.
We got to bring back the love. You know what I mean? For real.
Definitely. You know, because when I saw you at first, you know, your image and then the name, I was like, okay, he's going to be rapping, I guess, you know. But then when I listened to you, you know, because everybody wants to just be a rapper. Nobody's really touching the R&B side of things. And I guess that's why I really love my artist so much, too, International Rob B. Like, when I listen to your music, I definitely am going to point him in your direction as far as, you know, a little bit of guidance of taking his music to the next caliber, because some of your songs were similar as far as delivery of lyrics and women. You know, y'all, both of you he's a ladies' man, you're a ladies' man. And honestly, ladies, they're going to buy the music. So
I agree.
You know, they're going to buy the music, they're going to buy the shirts, they're going to support you 100%. So I think it's very important to make music for women, and we've gotten away from that in music.
Well, I mean, we do need it. The women, I you have to make the music for them. You know, there's no way around it, you know?
Right.
You can make some for men to relate to, but, you know, the women, is you got to cater to them. You know, at all times.
Exactly. And not in, you know, always in such a light way, let me see your anus and all that other stuff. That's okay. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. But what happened to the music of, like, expression of the beauty of women? And that's what I hear when I listen to your music. You talk about the beauty of a woman. So that is what music is missing, and thank you for being a part of bringing that back. And I see that you have strong individuals. Yeah, you got strong individuals backing you, man. I see great things happening for you. Right now, you have your project, No Filters, Chapter 1, right?
Yes. It should be released in 6 days.
Okay, in 6 days. And in 6 days, outside of SoundCloud, where would people be able to find it?
It'll be on That Piff, my website, deluxemusic.com, and a few more other sites. I got to get it. You know, I got to figure that out. But it's going to be on – it's going to be blasted. So it's going to be on Twitter and Instagram, and I'm going to keep posting. So people will be able to find that, you know.
Definitely. If you follow us on Get Lifted Radio, that's Get Lifted_Radio, we'll definitely be supporting him and retweeting.
Shout out to Get Lifted. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Our promo is stupid.
You say what now?
So I said our promo is stupid. I know.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
like,
I've seen
he's
it. I've seen it. All day I was like, yo, they getting it in. All day. I've seen it.
I was like, he's going to get tired of us. He's going to be like, man, I don't want to be on that show. Forget it, man.
Oh, no. No, that's what you got to do, though. That's what you got to do. Like people got to understand that this is serious. If I'm a bother, it's a good bother. You know, I like to be a bother because you need to give me a chance. You know what I mean? So I feel you.
There you go. Eventually, they're going to click. They're going to be like, man, who is this dude that I keep seeing? Deluxe.
He's just popping up everywhere. Like, he's everywhere, you know?
Right. So with that being said, all your projects you got going on, you said you're working on putting a tour together and all that. Like, right now, what is your biggest challenge as an artist?
My biggest challenge?
Yeah, what is your biggest challenge right now as an artist?
My biggest challenge as an artist, I got the singing. Really, it's not no challenge. You know, I'm just staying focused. You know, it used to be a challenge to stay focused because, you know, you'll get sidetracked on a lot of things. But now it's just like, yo, you just got to remain focused. You got a nice team behind you. It's going to happen, and it is happening. It's moving. The ball is rolling. That's all I can say is the ball is rolling. You know, and I'm thankful. It's through God and my team. It's happening, you know?
Right, yeah.
And the fans, yeah. Too. I'm sorry, the fans. The fans. It's three things. You need to understand where it comes from, have a team, and fans. That's the only way it's going to happen. You forget one of those, it's a market for people who forget stuff like that, but it ain't a long one. So I'm trying to have that longevity.
Right. Yeah, because I've seen here, you know, I mean, when a lot of people look at you before they read your story, you know, they probably have no idea that you were in foster care and, you know, you lived in a home that was, that had, you know, cockroaches and things like
that.
Billions of
them. Billions of them.
Yeah. You know, and so a lot of people are afraid to talk about that. Me personally, I'm not. You know, I tell people all the time, like, I didn't come from the best upbringing. And I just feel like if we had more individuals in the world like us, it wouldn't be so much of this falsified and glorified mentality that is going on in such a way where everyone wants to act like there aren't problems in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Outside of what the news talks about. I mean, the news talks about all kinds of problems, but within just our own communities and things like that, we just try to make it seem like everything in everyday life is perfect when that's like unrealistic, you know? So, man, I don't know. Like, I keep looking at your bio and I don't even know. It's almost like I've never really interviewed anybody that had such touching subjects. So this is my first touchy interview, and I do want to ask questions, and if there's anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, just let me know.
Oh, no, we good. We good. When we talk about life stories, we good, because the thing is, with your life story, you can help someone. You know what I mean? You really can help someone who's about to give up. You know what I mean? It's people that be like, you know, I'm just going to quit because they feel like there's no way to get over, you know what I mean, the situations. But it's like it is. If it don't kill you, then you can, you know, you it's gonna make you stronger. You're gonna be good.
Right.
You know what I mean? You just gotta keep pushing. You have to keep pushing. Like the day you give up, that's when they give up. You know, if you dead any situation, then that's what it's gonna be. But if you keep going, it's gonna happen. You're gonna find your team. You're gonna find whoever to just, you know, bring you through. But you're gonna do nothing big by yourself. You know, you could do a little small stuff, and you might be settled and good with that, but, you know, if you find a team, if you're a comedian, if you rap, if you sing, you know, with a team, you can take it to the next level. No one's good. You got to have an open mind, you know. Don't go in there and you know everything, you know, because it's like you don't know everything. Like, I don't know everything. You know what I mean? Like, I literally go up to older people, you know, if I'm at the gym, you know what I mean, still, as, you know, I gym hard. You know, I cut hair. I might go to the shop and be like, yo, all right. They just be absorbing what's the quickest way to get down with a fade or a design. You know what I mean? Just to go up there, just to get some knowledge, because I don't know everything. But I'm good. People say I'm good, and I say I'm good, you know. But, you know, you still want to learn more. You know what I mean? You got to be open-minded to that. Like, some people just close out. Like, no, I got it. I got this. I got that. And want to do this job, do that job, do that job. And you just find a team. And let them do that job, whatever job that, and it make it easier on you, then you could breathe better. You know what I mean? But yeah, growing up was hard. You know, from the foster home, like from birth, I was in the foster home. Like my mama said, I didn't come home till I was like two or three. And I remember being at home for like maybe a year and a half with my grandma, and then back out for like 4 years, and back in. So it was always in and out of foster homes until I got 18. You know, You get 18. Then I had to go to a group home to make it seem like I was bad or wasn't bad. It was just that when you're 12 and 13, it's hard for them to find foster homes for older kids. You know what I mean? Versus
right.
when you're little. Because when you're little, like, everybody, like, thinks it's a cute situation, adorable and all that, you know. So, you know, and then you
right.
could, you know how it is. So it's like, yeah, I mean, if you keep going, that's the only way it's going to work. Second, you just don't give up. Second, you give up. Because I'm normal. I'm just like whoever on the street. You know,
definitely.
Like, that's the
yeah.
honest. Even when I got money, I'm still gonna be the same person because I told myself, you know, like don't let it change you. Don't let the little dollars change you because it can all be taken away and you can't take nothing with you neither. So it's like it don't make no
right.
sense to be cocky or none of that. So
I agree, and you know, I tell people all the time, there's nothing with allowing money to change your situation. You just don't allow it to change who you are. You know, of course.
Right.
We all want.
I mean, you
better
work hard
situation.
For that mansion, so get that. Go ahead,
exactly.
get that mansion if you want. But you know, don't be like, oh, I got a mansion. Middle finger to whoever don't got one. Like no, like
right.
you just gotta remember you where you came from. Remember you came from the foster homes, or you know, and to all the foster kids, like you think it's normal until you find out it's not normal to go through all them houses. Cause I swear I thought it was normal. I thought, like, literally not having a pops and not having a few moms, you know, was normal. I thought it all was normal until I found out it wasn't normal. And
wow.
I found out when I got older that you know, you only know what you're being taught.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when you find out it ain't normal, then that's when it hits you. Like, oh, wow, my pops wasn't here for this. Oh, wow, my mom wasn't there for that. You know, in the process of me being in foster home for the 4 years, my grandma died, and I had a little relationship with her. You know what I mean? I didn't even have to go to the funeral. Like, nobody called in and said, yo, your grandma died, none of that. So it was just like, it hurt me. I thought I was going to see her. Because this is what they told me. I was at school. It was a Friday. Me and my big brother, they said, you're going to see your mama Monday. We crying. Like, who is these people? You know what I mean? I remember doing it.
Right.
And then it's like, we didn't see our mama for 4 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, so you got to just, I mean, whatever you go through, everybody goes through something. Like I'm not just saying, oh, the person went through it, that's why I'm making it. No, it's happening for me because I'm staying positive, you know what I mean, and have an open mind, and I do have a story that, you know, it ain't made up. Shout out to people, if you can make up something, you know, more power to you. You know what I'm saying? If it worked, it worked. But I'm saying, like, this is a real, real, real life situation. Like, you got to be, you know, keep positive. That's all I can say. Keep positive. Keep God first. Team will come. And keep working. It's hard work. You know, people going to recognize that. I used to be in a group, and I used to be singing, you know, like in Walmart. Like we would go to a place where there was nobody at inside of Walmart or something like that, you know, and then we'll start singing harmony. Because harmony is way more ear-catching than a solo singer because people might stop and be like, oh, you can sing, bro. We'll shake your hand and all that. But if you got a group, it's like a live band that harmony sound like instrument. So it's like people will really hover around. Like, and I remember one time lady came out of a crowd that we formed from singing. She was like, who is singing lead? And me and my boys just pointing at each other, you know, just acting goofy. But she gave us $100 and walked off.
Wow.
You know what I mean? We done had compliments, people saying, you know, you made my earache go away. You know what I'm saying? All types of stuff. Like, that type of stuff keep me going. You know what I mean? When I see statuses
right.
And my team, you know, working hard, you know, they keep me like, yo, you got to stay hot how you are now. You know, like, I'm 6'2". People think I'm short. People think I'm little.
Wow.
Like,
so
like
you're
when
six,
you, when,
yeah, you don't look like you're 6'2".
Yeah, I'm 6'2". And then they be like, you know, somebody did say, you like, you rap. And I thought you rap. So when you said that, I was like, oh, wow. Like, all right, maybe the first time I got that. You know what I mean? Because the way,
right.
I guess, the way, I don't know, the way it looked. But, you know, I'm a singer, straight-up singer, you know. I love singing. I used to watch The Box when I was little, like in the 90s. I used to watch The Box. And Aaron Hall used to come on, I Miss You, Jodeci, Forever My Lady. You know, stuff like Tony.
Music, real music.
Yeah. I used to listen to that stuff, and I used to be like, dude, like, how was they? I want to do this. Simple as that. I want to be on TV, and I want to be able to sing. And I was just trying to mimic. you know, I was mimicking what I was hearing. You know, every time my song come on, I try to hit the part and remember that part. And that's what I was doing. I was just into it until I got developed my own voice, you know.
And so about what age did you really start putting yourself out there to sing on,
well, I was,
you know,
in high,
like,
school.
On a performance? Okay. Because,
well,
I did,
well, I
see
school,
where it,
like,
said that you were, like, a part of Black History programs and things like that.
Yep, you know, Black History, singing national anthems, Black national anthems, talent shows. You know, we did a little thing where I asked my friends, like, I was in a newspaper. You know, I was just singing downtown with the little group that I was in. And I ended up catching a reporter from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We was in a newspaper. So then my principal started to respect the fact that I was singing now. You know what I mean? And then he'll let us go to other schools to do it and give a little speech at the same, you know, at the same time as we go on to sing. So it was like we would give a little inspirational speech and then do our thing.
Cool.
We was getting recognition in the city. You know, it's hard to get recognition in your own city. People know you. They can be like, oh, they ain't nothing but light-skinned dude from, you know what I mean? So it's like,
right.
So it's like, but then you got other people. You know, we had thugs, like real-life grimy thugs, like loving the singing from us, you know what I mean? We was like, yo, everything, you ain't got to be, you know what I'm saying, all this and that, you know what I mean, all tough, you know what I mean? Like, you ain't got to be all, you know what I mean? Like, people so want to be so hood or so ghetto from where I'm from. And it's like, yo, that ain't the key, bro. Like, stay positive and more things will happen. You know what I mean? Things will happen, what you're doing, but it ain't going to be good. And then you pull up out of there, you know what I mean? That you find a way to not fall into it, you know what I mean? Things will happen, whatever you do. Things will definitely happen. If you're doing something negative stuff is going to happen. If you're doing something positive will happen. It's no between. Positive and negative is still a negative. So if you hang around people that's negative, it could probably make you, it's going to change you a little bit. You know what I mean? Who you are. So you got to surround yourself by smiling people. You know what I mean? People that's, you know, you have bad days, but, you know, that's what you got your friends for, to just bring you up. You know what I mean? Like, nah, it's cool. It'll blow over. You know, whatever. You know what I mean? Give you the advice you need. So.
That's definitely how I, you know, I'm real big in meditating and mantras and affirmations and things like that. So I definitely am huge on having positive energies around me. You know, if there's somebody that comes in a room, like, you just chilling, trying to vibe out, then all of a sudden, you know, you just got this one person that just comes in the room and it just seems like they just suck everybody's breath up out of them. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you. Whatever you're doing, good or bad, that's pretty much how the results are going to end up being. That was like a great story, and it was a lot of inspiration. I hope the listeners and people that come back to listen to the interview that may have missed it tonight definitely should be encouraged.
To all the fellas, you know, if you know, you in a relationship or whatever, you know what I mean, you stressing out, you know, don't hit that girl, you know what I mean, go to the gym, you know what I mean, hit that weight, you know what I'm saying, like, hit that treadmill, it's a stress reliever, trust me, you know what I mean, you ain't got out, you know, like, just for the women that's getting, I'm just trying to tell them, like, yo, Like that ain't what's up, you know. Like, my mama, my uncle used to be my mama, so it's like that ain't, you know. Seeing that stuff, I used to cry, you know what I mean? Just seeing, because I couldn't do nothing. Me and my big brother, we just couldn't do nothing. So you know, one of the things that you can do, and I know for a fact because it worked for me, and it, you know, we all created equal. That's what the Bible say. You know what I mean? So it's like, just go to that gym. I guarantee you, you'll feel much better about it than hitting that woman. You know what I mean? Hit that weight. Push that weight up off you. You know what I mean? It'll work. Whatever you're going through, if you're stressing about anything, anybody, I recommend anybody, everybody, if you're stressing, you know, you ain't got to pick up no black. You know what I mean? That ain't going to do nothing but slow you down. Get to that gym. You know what I mean? That gym is a positive thing in every way. You know, it's positive in every way. So, gym is very important, you know what I mean, in my life. You know, I'd be on the road, they'd be like, you know, my management would be like, yeah, you gotta, this hour slots for the gym, so go do your thing and then see you in about 45 minutes to an hour. You know what I mean? I'll go down and get a run quick.
Right.
Dead serious. Like, I got to stay how I look. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be on Celebrity Fit Club, none of that stuff. You know what I mean? I have to keep, you know what I mean? And it's positive for me. You know what I'm saying? It keep me smiling. I'm able to make people smile. When you stand next to me, I guarantee you could be having a bad day, and I'm going to figure out how to make you smile or you laugh. No joke. It's just my personality.
Right.
That's my personality, man.
I dig that. So, I mean, have you been overseas yet?
I did modeling. I used to model in 2010, so I went over to Jamaica. But I also sing too. You know, the guy that was one of the guys from Tyler Perry shows and one of the judges. You know, and the guy from Silk, Lil G, he was judging.
Okay.
You know, I've been overseas a few. I've been in Jamaica a few times.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. So right now, like, we done covered pretty much your story. We done covered your music and everything like that. I want to get into a little bit of the personal side of things of, you know, what you guys deal with as fans. Because sometimes when I check my artists' Facebook and their inboxes and stuff, I just be, like, thrown back that people actually say some of the things that they say to you guys. Like, I just be like,
you talking about women or
yes, and I also manage a female artist as well. So now I'm getting the other side of things where she's getting penis pictures sent to her, and you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
All kind of crazy stuff. Like, I'm just like, this is not really happening already. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So
yeah,
with that being said, so far, what's been your most unusual? And, you know, experience, you know, on this journey.
No, my inbox definitely has some stuff going on in it. But you know, I don't know, my Instagram, you know, it might be, you know, I got a picture on there where a girl, like, she just wrote Daryl on her cheek, you know what I mean? Like, she wrote my real name. I don't know how she found out my real name, but she wrote the real name on her cheek. And I'm just like, wow, this is getting up there, you know, up in the range that people were telling me.
Yeah, for real,
about.
Like, this is for real happening,
yeah.
Like.
Right. Yeah.
So you haven't... I ain't trying to just put anybody out there or anything like that, but have you gotten any of the new side of things, like the new photos and stuff sent to you yet? Like, is this something that happens to all the artists?
Yeah, it do. You know,
it
happens to all of us, fortunately. You know, you might have an inbox. Like, I might look at my inbox, and I don't even be expecting nothing. Then I just be some breaths out. You know what I mean? I just like, it'll be a message like, oh, I've been following you for such and such. I just want to say I love you for your record, Bomb Bomb with Ace Hood. You know, I'm like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, I know you don't know me. But, you know, something, if the spirit moves him, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, it's all, you know, it's all love.
So, you about, what, 24?
No, I just turned 25.
Oh, okay, you're 25. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
No,
you grown man status.
Yeah, I was 24 a little while ago. Yeah.
Okay. So you're 25 years old now. So, who you rock with in sports? You know, I know I'm a Heat fan, and no, I'm not a Heat fan because of LeBron, even though I am from Cleveland, Ohio. I became a Heat fan when Jordan
used to. Out of the Midwest.
Yeah, you know how we do. But
yeah,
I became
Midwest.
A Heat fan when Jordan used to, you know, just pretty much put us in tears every year. So, but who you rock with in sports?
I'm excited that we got less than a month for preseason to start with football.
You
know, I am a huge, you know, I'm from Wisconsin. So I like to rip my, you know, but I'm a Packer fan, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Mr. Rodgers.
Yeah, everybody know who Aaron Rodgers is, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm definitely a Packerhead, cheesehead all day. You know, sports,
cheesehead,
you know, basketball, probably basketball. I mean, I have to rock with my Bucks. You know, I'm just like, I'm a home team guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's
yeah, you know, I get laughed
I know a couple
at
players,
saying
too.
I'm a, oh, that's cool. That's cool. Well, you know, that's even better for the music sit. You know what I mean? Like, that's good.
That's great. They retweet something that's to a bigger scale.
Definitely. Yeah, I rock with my Cleveland Browns. You know, I'm a Cleveland Browns fan.
I'm like you.
You know, I rock with my home teams, but I do have my favorite teams that I will put my money on. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely let people know, like, yes, I'm from Cleveland. That's where I'm from, and that's where I rap. So that's what I do. I'm excited for us this year, though. So I'm just excited about the football season. Sorry, just you are.
Yeah, Cleveland. Clearly, I like Cleveland. You know, the Browns is a good team out there. The Cincinnati. You don't like the Cincinnati Bengals, though?
No, I don't rock with the Bengals, man. We don't rock with the Bengals up there in Cleveland,
okay,
man.
Okay,
we don't rock with the Bengals, man.
Yeah, so look, I got a rehearsal. I mean, I got a rehearsal that I got to get going to, like, for Kansas City. I got this show in Kansas City Saturday, y'all. So whoever listening, they in the Kansas City area, you know, come check me out at Z-Strike on Saturday. It's going to be turned up.
You got an address for the people?
You know what? I'm gonna put it on my. I'm gonna get that on my Twitter and Instagram as soon as I get off this. It's on a flyer, so I have to download it and put it on there.
Well, you're more than welcome to come back anytime and be a guest on Get Lifted Radio Turned Up Tuesdays. You know, we're definitely gonna be a huge supporter of yours. So you make sure you tweet us and tag us and anything you have going on, and we'll definitely help spread your word.
Definitely, I appreciate it.
No doubt. I appreciate you for being on the show, man. Have a good rehearsal and kill that show this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No doubt.
All right, y'all.
Have a good
All right,
one.
Jacksonville. All right.
Yep. 904. That was Mr. Deluxe himself. So y'all make sure y'all go follow him on Twitter at Deluxe Music. And that is D-L-U-X Music, M-U-S. I see. Follow him on Instagram. You can go on SoundCloud and check him out. He's on iTunes, Amazon, all that good stuff. Just Google him, man. He's all over the place, bringing R&B back to the scene. I'm loving his music. So with that being said, I'm going to play another one of his tracks, and we are going to ride this thing out. Here we go with Juke It featuring Mr. Fab by Deluxe. Fail.
Hey, yo, Money Mel Smith, good looking up for the link up, the connect, you know what it is, man, you know how I do it.
Bounce it to the flow and bring it back. Her ass so fast, she put it in my lap and took it up and made it drop. She twerking, 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 took it up and made it stop. She winning, yeah, she winning, yeah, this girl know what she doing. She twerk that ass, she twerk it fast, I love the way she do it. She pop that ass, and she can really move it. I like the way she twerk it, but I love the way she do it.
Pick it up and drop it, kick it up, get up and drop it down. Pick it up and drop it, kick it, pick it up and drop it down. Drop it, kick it up, get up and drop it down. Pick it up and drop it, kick it, pick it up and drop it down. Pick it up and drop it, kick it up, get up and drop it down. Pick it up and drop it, kick it, pick it up and drop it down. Down, 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 down
hit her on Twitter and I said, I'ma get her. She sent me a picture, I showed my nigga. He was like, how? I was like, wow. Goddamn, man, she's bigger than the cow. I'ma make her my buddy, my pal. I'ma beat it up, make the kitty cat smile. She bam, 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 bam. So they got ass, just like Nikki. No injections. I'ma go raw. Wait a minute, bruh. Use protection. Pussy fat, ass so big. I don't even know where her asshole is. Come to think about it, I ain't never seen no ass like this. Shake it, pop it, pop it, pop it, drop it, pop it, flip it. Oh, she taller than a stallion, but she thicker than a midget. I wanna fuck right now. I don't even want her digit, cause I'm never gonna call after I hit it. Excuse me, Miss Lady, I don't mean to be shady, but is your pussy single? Cause my dick is down for dating, and I think me and you should go have on a baby, or you should just give me pussy in the back of my Mercedes.
Pick it up and drop it, pick it up, get up and drop it down. Pick it up and drop it, pick it up and drop it down. Pick it up and drop it, pick it up, get up and drop it down. Pick it up and drop it, pick it up and drop it down. Pick it up and drop it, pick it up, get up and drop it down. Pick it up and drop it, pick it up and drop it down. Down, 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 down,
down. Nigga,
get stretched out. No filters.
Turn it up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. Y'all make sure y'all go follow me on Twitter. I am Maggie Love. That's M-A-G-I-L-O-V-E. Follow me on Instagram. I am Maggie Love. You can look me up on Facebook, Maggie Love, M-A-G-I-L-O-V-E. If you follow me on those avenues, you'll be able to get the links to submit for interviews, also song submissions. So, you know, I'm here to support indie artists. That's what I do. That's my lane. That's my field. And that's what I'm here for. So if you know any indie artists out there that want to expand and want to be heard, stay in rotation, I'm going to be putting polls out there for artists that are in rotation. Going to be up to you and your fans to keep your music in rotation for the free. If not, you know what I'm saying, my rotation fees are as low as $5. I mean, you know what I'm saying, $5. If you don't have $5 to get your songs played, I have over 18,000 listeners on this avenue. It's going to grow. I plan on expanding to a larger platform where hopefully we will eventually be live 24/7. So, you know, with that being said, that will also be syndicated. You'll get royalties and credit. So don't wait till we become a little bit bigger than what we are now to be trying to be all up on our bandwagon, because I will shut you down. That's just how I am. You know, support me, I support you. Support my artists, I support your artists. And that's just how we roll here. Get lifted. Creating avenues, networking through unity. Without that, none of us will make it very far. If you can't network and you can't unite with people and work together, then it's a wrap for you. Like, it's going to take you a very long time to get to where you're going. So with that being said, I'm not going to babble too much. I'm going to play another track. We're going to go to a female. This young lady's music was submitted to me a while ago. Like I said, I've been on a little break. So I apologize to all the artists who submitted music. And I've been waiting patiently to be played and to be heard on Turn It Up Tuesdays, Get Lifted Radio. But here we go with Marley Blue. She is by way of Texas, now residing in ATL, Georgia, a Georgia peach. Here we go. Follow her on Twitter at Marley Blue Music, M-A-R-L-E-B-L-U-M-U-S-I-C, with Trouble.
Confident when I walk, intelligent when I talk, I get it from my mama. You mad like it's my fault. These dudes wanna be friends, they follow me like dreams. I got them spinning their ends, but that's where it all is. The way I kill it, no fair. I'm trouble, baby, beware. You hating way over there. Blows a kiss, flips hair. I'm the truth if you dare. You and me don't compare. They mad, look at them glares. That hate will get you nowhere.
I'm feeling real good, now I'm about to start some trouble. Shove the bars, send them more shots and make them double.
Yo, it's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Magic Love. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida. You make sure y'all go follow us on Twitter at GetListed_Radio. You can find us on Facebook, like our page, Get Listed Radio. And if you put it in your URL, it's facebook.com/GetListedRadio with two O's on that radio. You could also check us out on Instagram if you follow me. I am Magilove, IAMMAGILOVE. I am Magilove. And, you know, I try to support everybody that I can. I'm a busy individual myself, so it's not that I overlook you or anything like that. So just tag me in your things, and I will do my very best to repost, retweet, all that great stuff. I also have artists that I manage. You can follow International Rob B on Twitter at SmoothRob_B. You can follow Sir Nasty, Sir, the number 7, Nasty, the number 4. Also, a young lady by the name of Money, Moni Mo, MONEY MOANIE MOE, Money, Moni Mo. And also Tony Lavoie, TONILAVOH, Tony Lavoie 904. Follow them, check them out, Google them, and retweet, share their stuff. They'll share your stuff, I promise. This next track, we're going to Macon, Georgia. We're going to do it for what? Do it for the what? Do it for the what? Sir Nasty with Do It For The Vine. Here we go with Do It For The Vine. Turn Up Tuesdays, live from Jacksonville, Florida. Magic Live. Bam.
Do it for the what?
Do it for the vibe.
Hold up.
Do it for the vibe. Do it for the vibe.
Let me talk to him, kinfolk.
Do it for the vibe.
Man, certain shit real niggas don't do.
Do for the vibe.
Certain type of dances grown men don't do. I see now, I'ma kill me a motherfucking competition. They want me to dress like them and rap like them, wear my hair like them and talk like them. Wait a minute, motherfucker.
wear skinny pants, rap like them, and come up with a dance, dress like a woman. If you wanna get rich, I'm a G, my nigga. You know what I tell them bitches? I ain't gon' do it. I ain't gon' do it. I'm not gon' do it. Bitch, I ain't finna do it. I ain't gon' do it. I ain't gon' do it. I'm not gon' do it. Bitch, I ain't finna do it.
Hello, children. It's me again.
It's me again.
Your mama didn't tell
your
you.
Mama didn't tell.
I'm Chucky's friend. Until the end, I got a bitch braiding my hair and one rubbing my shin. I got a bitch sucking my head and one cleaning my den. I got a bitch washing my clothes and one washing a bin. Y'all don't hear me. I got one that'll cut ya. I got one that'll blast. I got one on the grill, the other one cutting grass. Have you ever seen a bad bitch in Daisy Dukes? On a riding lawnmower, sipping Malibu.
Okay.
They say, sir, you supposed to do it for the youth. I tell them, nigga, don't never feel you bulletproof.
I keep it G.
I can't wear these clothes. I can't look like them. We ain't gotta live like this no more.
But do it for me.
Fuck you.
Do it for E.
Fuck him.
Do it for the world.
Fuck the world.
Do it for the kids.
Fuck them. Cut my hair and wear skinny pants. Rap like them and come up with a dance. Dress like a woman. If you wanna get rich, I'm a G, my nigga. You know what I tell them bitches? I ain't gon' do it. I ain't gon' do it. I'm not gon' do it. Bitch, I ain't finna do it. I ain't gon' do it. I ain't gon' do it. I'm not gon' do it. Bitch, I ain't finna do it. If I go to jail, I'm bailing out. Hold up. What the fuck is you yelling about? What the fuck is you telling about? Tell your dogs to stay put. I treat these hoes like Sir Lucci's left foot. AK, with an AK. I'm a G nigga, I don't do the nay nay. Say, say, what Lil Tay? Hit him up, tell him that I said clip up. Shoot, shoot, shoot. Gang about it. Black on black, gang violence. Thank God I made it out. I remember how bad it used to get. If you love me, you need to pray for me, cause you don't wanna see me on that stupid shit. I'm not homophobic, just letting you know it ain't no such thing as a gay gangster. No matter how hard he played gangster, you too soft, you dressed like a chick. Put down the mic and go and suck some dick. Somebody tell these niggas who they fucking with.
Nasty.
Margaritas and marijuana, Cinco de Mayo. We don't fuck with Fibo. Take me to cryo. She in denial. Cleveland, Ohio. Boom, 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 boom.
Cut my hair and wear skinny pants. Rap like them and come up with a dance. Dress like a woman. If you wanna get rich, I'm a G, my nigga. You know what I tell them bitches? I ain't gon' do it. I ain't gon' do it. I'm not gon' do it. Bitch, I ain't finna do it. I ain't gon' do it. I ain't gon' do it. I'm not gon' do it. Bitch, I ain't finna do it.
Yo, 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 yo. I ain't gon' do it. I ain't gon' do it. Do it for the vine. Y'all make sure y'all go look that up on SoundCloud, Sir Nasty. S-I-R space N-A-S-T-Y, the Sir Nasty. You can look him up on his website, SirNasty74.com. He is part of Graveyard Entertainment. My very first indie artist record label company that I joined that started all this for me, and Mickey Jordan. So, with that being said, support that man. I'm telling you, he's on his own way, but y'all just give him a little minute. Just a little minute. We ain't asking for a lot. And I'm telling you, you're going to see a lot more Sir Nasty, man. Not none of this gimmick music that's out there. You may think that some of his lyrics are a little, you know, gory or whatever the case may be, but at the same time, the man is just telling the truth. You know, this world is crazy and whack. With that being said, we're going over to another country. He is from a place called Umlazi, and that is Africa. He now resides in Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica. So, with that being said, you make sure you go follow him on Twitter. He spells Righteous, R-Y-T-I-O-U-S. And this song is called System, Righteous, featuring Dino.
system on Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am Magic Love, live from Jacksonville, Florida.
King of Kings.
Yeah.
So I can get set up, I can feel my dreams. Living in a world where it's not for the seas.
My head is too big, I'm never overlooked. I keep my body still, cause the world is shook. Turn the music up, and turn the hating down. I'm boiling to the top, I'm feeling hellbound. Who you trying to tame? Glory is a aim, written on my name. Never die in vain, it's insane, not the same. We are chained in a world that is pain. Use your brain or remain in a state that is lame. Yeah, I dropped out of varsity, cause the money and the fame kept on calling me. Schooled in poverty, I'm graduating luxury. I'm dreaming wide awake, my dreams are reality.
I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die.
If you ignore me, I'll ignore your silence. Adding money and the hate as a finance. I'm defying the heart of a giant. Choose one, be silent or violent. Get your money up, I'm never giving up. Always tempting luck, hitting on myself. Mirror looking like I'm starstruck. Hunting every buck, what is really up? Keep your chin up and put your ones up. Bang, my mind is my rifle. Steve Beaker resurrected as an idol. Life's full of leprechauns, people come short. Righteous, Africa's greatest export.
I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die.
God draws pictures, the devil photoshopped. I frame bold pictures on my face, eavesdrop. On how we end up doing, I blow my own bubble before I start chewing. I'm not afraid to bleed like Brother Malcolm X. Extraordinary answer, are you welcome? Watch Vatsa circle in when they claim you're dead. While Biggie is alive and Pac is not dead. Burn haters up and call it a smoke screen. I'm a black boy, mind state Robert Greene. Yeah, a truly great metaphoric team. A Durban boy going places that I really
see. Every day like I'm never gonna die. Yeah. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die.
When I step in, everybody bow. See, I lead the crowd, so everybody bow. Keep them busy on the flow. Heat it up for show. Spinning all the snow. You snitches better know. Hala, I got a lot of Prada Sala. It's Pona Sagantuana. Working on the red, now I'm heading for the dollar. Quinto señal, infana or taquara. That I'm your bank. I'm all about that cash. Don't you wish it were a prank? How I just splash your supersonic speaker. Make me your leader, I'm here to mislead ya. Make ya forget Justin Bieber.
Songs I can give to the pockets in the dreams. Living in a world where it's not for the
seas.
We sick of the system.
We sick of the system.
We sick of the system.
Every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. Living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die.
Gotta get it right, gotta get it right, yeah.
Yo, 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 yo. Turn It Up Tuesdays. That was Righteous featuring Dino or Dino with System. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at R-Y-T-I-O-U-S. That's Righteous. And this next track we're going to play is from an artist by way of Philly. We're going to the 215, taking it to the East Coast. Here we go with Sir. The name of the track is Why featuring Gilly the Kid. And Turn It Up Tuesdays, I am your host, Magic Love. Here we go.
Johnny. GDJ.
sin. Know what we gonna do, right?
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water. Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we
take this beat under the water. Got my city under sea. I go swimming in the winter. My bitch from overseas. That's options you can pick. I get a wetter quick. She hit me when she with you. That's when she wanna dip. I'ma get up in the water. Swim a couple laps. No, I'm strapped before I dive in. Can you call me that? We gon' drink about a fifth. We gon' smoke another sack. I just drown out.
Chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water.
I smoke that OG by the quarter. The quarter. And I'm on that lean, that purple water. That water. You know I got a neck right across the border. The border. I swear he send that work over to Florida. To Florida. I get it back to Philly. I transport it. I port it. Know a nigga got that powder for them snorters. Them snorters. So if you need that work, nigga, place your order. Your order. Goddamn, I love this game like a Richard Porter. Nigga Porter. I'm known for fucking our mothers and daughters. For sure, bruh. But I'm something like a pimp. They don't get one quarter. One quarter. I love fast money, fast car, bright ice, fast bra. Gilly homie got a mean team. It's the king of Philly and the scheme team.
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water. Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck no fire. We got
here we got that fire. That fire. That fire. My liver don't need no more liquor. Liquor. We drinking until we fade. 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 You got it, but we got more, nigga. Nigga. Got a freak bitch that call freak with it. Making movies with it, no treatment. She blitz the dick, no prevent. Didn't let me score, no defense. It's a team win, put the schemes in. No water there, we put the lean in. Pop a press, hit the cush, wash it down. Put the water, got a beat it. They can get, but charge them up for the quarters. If you want it, it's an order. So playing with the order. We got fire, and we got water. And my PO when I get there.
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water.
Yo, turn it up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. That was Wilder, Wilder by Sir from Philly. Y'all make sure y'all go follow him on Twitter at SIR215, Sir215. We're going to take this thing over here to B-More. We're going to keep it on the East Coast. We're going to go with Sule J with The Greatest. I like this track, actually. I'm going to go ahead and make sure I keep this one up in rotation for a couple weeks. I appreciate the submissions.
Make sure you follow us on Twitter at getlifted_radio so that you can get the links to submit interview for submissions. Sorry, tongue-tied. Submission links for interviews and also airplay, song play. So follow us on Twitter at getlifted_radio. Also, like us on Facebook at getliftedradio, facebook.com/getliftedradio with two O's. And here we go with The Greatest by Suli J. Y'all make sure you go follow Suli J on Twitter at S-U-L-L-E-E-J. He's by way of Baltimore. That track again was called The Greatest. Sorry, I had a very blonde moment right then and there. I do apologize for that. But anyway, my name is Maggie Love. I am the host here and creator of Get Lifted Radio. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at getlifted_radio. I will be having polls through our Twitter, having artists that have been in rotation. It would be up to the artists to keep them in rotation on Turn It Up Tuesdays, and of course they're fans. So that's why it's always very important when I ask you guys to do the song submissions that you include your social media, different things like this, and then increase your support system, your reach, and networking. It's, who's to say that you won't hear another artist song that you may like? You know, reach out to them, do a collab, and all that great stuff. Make some greatness through unity. So, with that being said, I am going to go to another track, and I'm actually going to go back to Mr. Deluxe himself. And play one more track of his, and I'm gonna ride this thing out. We're gonna go with Hold Up, featuring Scales, off of his No Filters Chapter 1, releasing soon. So y'all make sure for now you can go on SoundCloud, Deluxe Music on SoundCloud, and check it out. And let them know what you think. You know, artists, they like to know. You know, he's not a rapper. He's an R&B singer. He said it himself. I am a singer. I'm not a rapper. So don't get it twisted. And he's definitely doing his thing. So shout out to Mr. Deluxe. Once again, follow him on Twitter at Deluxe Music. And here we go with Hold Up, featuring Scales. Bow.
Hey, yo, check this out. It's DJ Khaled. You know what it is. You know what I do. Biggest mogul in the game. One of the biggest hustlers in the game. Right now, I want to introduce you to the new voice of R&B music. Straight out of Milwaukee. Deluxe. Chapter 1, the mixtape. No filters. This shit crazy. Milwaukee, stand up. DJ Khaled. Shout to Mel Smith.
Get stretched out.
One more time, baby.
Hold up, dick make a chick go nuts, and this bread do too, donuts. Hold up, wait a minute, let me put some pimpin' in it. My pip cup, it runneth over. I'm fly, these niggas is layovers. Now these hoes wanna lay over, these hoes ain't loyal, I swear they all going.
Wait for a minute, yeah. Wait for a minute, yeah. Wait for a minute, wait for a minute,
girl. Girl, just wait. Hold up, why you acting like you ain't over? I'm just saying, what's up, girl? We can go back to my crib, but you know what it is.
We can go ahead and pull up, as soon as I hit the door. We gon' be fucking, baby, over. Hold up, baby, wait for a minute. Give it up, girl, quit bullshit. Girl, we should be touching, baby, over and over.
Girl, just hold up, girl.
com, Deluxe Music, to hit a rest. Hold up, you know what I'm saying? Featuring Scales. The No Filters Chapter 1 is hosted by DJ Khaled. Y'all make sure y'all follow him again. Deluxe Music, DLUXMUSIC. I appreciate our guests tonight. I appreciate all the listeners. I appreciate all the artists that continue to submit their music. My email was overloaded. So make sure y'all follow us on Twitter, GetLifted_Radio. Like us on Facebook, Get Lifted Radio. I got some on my platform. We all start very small, but, you know, I'm not like this big and do it on a level of quality. So with that being said, man, I'm being very selective this whole round. Get Lifted Radio is definitely a year old. Turned a year old at the end of May. I took a little time to focus on some other things I had going on in my life. So I appreciate everybody who has supported me with that. Shout out to all the Get Lifted Entertainment supporters, Graveyard Entertainment supporters, Can You Studio, our production team, the architects, and just all the encouraging, uplifting individuals that continue to inbox us and just text us and hit us up and just let us know that through all storms, everything will
and we'll be okay. And there's always sunshine on the other side of that rainbow. So, you know, for anybody out there who feels like they're at a point where it just seems like nothing is going right, every time you look around, there's something wrong. Just try to look at the individuals that you have around you. Sometimes there's people in your life that are not meant to continue to be there. And it's going to tell you to keep going. It doesn't mean that you're a bad individual. It just means it's time for you to let those leaves go. You know, they grow something, they have a better shine about yourself. So don't feel bad about letting go of what you feel like to do. We're going to chime this thing out, and I hope everybody has a wonderful rest of the week. And here we go with International Rob B featuring Jennifer with Balance.
Looking for balance till I collapse, mishaps. On top of traps, not looking back, not trying to react. Perhaps the future I foresee was meant for me, was meant to be. What I am, will I become before I'm done, before we're finished. Images we paint before the sun has risen. I'm forgiven for my sins, for those who seek to see me fail. People hate to wish you well. Oh well,
I'll take what I can get. The hustle, muscle up the courage to defend me from the struggle.
Yeah.
For my family, growing up, rep for my city. Shout out all my folks who ride since day one. You know they coming with me. This that track to make you switch up. The track to make you smoke too. Since day one, cap it 100. Even at times, maneuver was hard to spend so many nights. Many nights buzzing off of that liquor. Do I have what it takes? Or contemplating a break? Does this pressure do bust pipes? Lord knows I don't need that. Got by the G in my account. Bills due, so I need that. Got some snakes all in my grass. Crazy thing is they my friends. Show up with my low time and them low times when I need them. So I leave it up to the sky. Keep the faith and just ride. Know that everything is alright. Like Twan say in due time. Grab that, sit back. Kodak, take a picture of my lifestyle, you keep that. Fear is unknown, keeping it pushing. But when pushes get pushed, react with persistence.
Trying to do what's right. Got a world full of trouble, and my problems don't double. But I'm still gonna fight. Do my things, stay humble. I'm just learning from the struggle.
All this disrespect, disrespect. Yeah, I know that I'm focused. Or maybe it's just me. Do I need to ignore them? All these sacrifices I made, all these chances I take. I can't let y'all be my downfall, be the reason why I fall. That's why I stand tall in this hill. 7 foot and I'm shacking. Mary J, no drama. Let it burn, Usher Raymond. With all these trips I take, love shown, face grown. But I fight with my city. Some play for just one song. And I'm tired of all of these politics. Folks thinking they better. Where is all of your cheddar? Supposed to shine together, man. I question all of y'all motives. Is y'all here for us artists? Or it's worth it? A few bucks, counterfeit. Just speaking out of concern. Today y'all gonna learn. Work too hard to make this work. To give credit, not earn. But got love for all y'all real. Relate to how I feel. You know I keep it moving. Cat Williams, let's do this.
you know who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do. Is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream. Yeah, we can all make it, say yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted. If you really ready, say yeah. If you really ready, say yeah. You know, you know.
Lift off.
Thank you.